This is Kim Dumaine, State of the World Update with Dr. Peebles, June 6, 2020.
Spirit joined together in search of the greater truths and awareness. Dear friends, we come to you today to announce formally that you are in the midst of a revolution on your planet. Indeed, before in the beginning of the year, when we offered you our initial comments for the state of the world, we had mentioned to you that many are rising up. We had indeed hinted that there would be great unrest, that there would be protests now. Indeed, you are seeing that. You are embracing change as never before. Now, some of you are not going to accept this. Some of you don't want change. We understand that. But, dear friends, you have a decision to make. You can dig your heels into the dirt, put your head in the sand and pretend that it's not happening, or you can allow yourself to rise up with the rest. For it is occurring. It's not going to stop. There are forces now that are being put into place that have been planned, that are indeed, we believe, more of a part of destiny for the planet, where the people are starting to find their power. They are indeed discovering courage that they didn't think they have. They are not going to back down anymore. The recent deaths of some of those in the black communities has sparked a wildfire that is not going to go out until indeed there are changes, there are resolutions to the problems that have been plaguing this world for thousands of years. No, not hundreds. Thousands of years. Now, indeed, the ultimate goal is that all of mankind will begin to see their brothers and sisters as not only equal to them, but as family. You will begin to learn more and more, indeed, what it means to see each other as children of God, that you are all equal, that you all deserve the same human rights, that you all deserve love, you all deserve to be taken care of. Ultimately, you will be taking care of your brother and sister, and they will be taking care of you. This is where you are heading on the planet. The awakening, the uprising, the power shifts. Indeed, there will be struggles, dear friend. We will not lie to you. This is not always going to be pretty to witness, to observe, to watch. For there's great anger that has been suppressed for quite a long time. And now it is all coming out for all to see. And many are indeed feeling a difference in their spirits. They are sensing indeed that this is something different than the riots, the protests, the uprisings in the past. It is not just localized to one city where there has been an unfair murder or of an abuse of the police. Now, it indeed, it is something that is sparking recognition in the souls of all across the planet. This is meant to be. Now, there are those of you who will have to decide, how will you react? How will you face the changes that are coming? For indeed, the changes are not just in the world around you. The changes are within you. That is where it is all starting. Some of you are readily willing and able and desiring to embrace that change within you, knowing that you want to be uplifted. You want to rise up into a higher understanding, not only of the relationship you have with each other, but of the deeper relationship you have with God, with Spirit, and what that means in your physical lives. For your actions, your laws, how you treat each other, how you treat yourselves, is all an indicator of your relationship with God and Spirit. Dear friends, you are learning rapidly now. As we have mentioned to you many times in the past, time is accelerating. You are going to see a rapid escalation of tumultuous change in society, where so much of what many had thought would never come down, would never indeed destabilize, would never shift or transform, is now happening before your eyes. It is going to be demanded by the people for the strength that they are feeling with each other, the numbers that they are indeed having. And of course, all of you watching, you don't have to be out in the street. Are you with them in spirit? Are you seeing the need for change? Are you seeing the need to transform your laws, how you treat each other, the inequalities, not only of the races, of gender, but also between the rich and the poor, how indeed you are taken care of in your societies, how you take care of yourselves and each other, goodness gracious. All is beginning to shift. It has been a necessary step in your world for quite some time, and now indeed we want you to sit back and be quite thankful that you are in such a place, in such a time, where you are part of this change. Now, you can lend your energy to this. You don't have to be out in the streets chanting. You don't have to be creating new laws. But the energy with your thoughts that you lend to this cause, to these efforts, are just as important. Will you be with those who are demanding justice, who are trying to root out the corruption, the abuse? Will you be with them in your heart, with your spirit? Will you vote accordingly for change? Or will you say, now why should we change? So much now has come to the surface. You can no longer stop this train. You can no longer keep the secrets. For indeed, too many of you know how to make that little click on your cell phones and record the events that had been kept under wraps. So much more is going to come out in the coming weeks. Yes, weeks. That will force the hand of those in government. It is also going to create a stir in many who will choose indeed to be in a position of power. It will also force the resignation or the termination of many already in power. As we mentioned to you in January, you're going to see many twists and turns. Do not be surprised by any of it. We would want you, yes, in your highest loving manner, to look at all these events in right action and to recognize indeed that this was necessary, that you could not sustain any more the energies on the planet. For indeed, the spirit within each that is growing stronger would not be able to stay at the current level. It will demand justice, right action, change, growth, equality for all. Now, of course, all this is occurring in the midst of a pandemic on the planet. And for some, they are still not even believing that it is real. They are wishing to pretend that it will not touch them or those they love. Unfortunately, they may be wrong, but as we have shared with you in the past, all those who are meant to make their transition to pass from the earth plane will indeed do so, regardless of the pandemic or any other means that they choose at the soul level to indeed pass over. So, dear friends, do not worry about that, but know that all is in right action. Now, to make things a little worse, you are seeing very high levels of unemployment, which is putting great financial strain on all of your societal institutions and systems, as well as the individuals who always seem to be at the bottom. Yes, indeed. Now, more and more, there will be pressure from your governments as they begin to see the direct effects that those who are at the lower levels how their struggles will indeed topple even their lofty places in society. There is an awakening and a reckoning here, dear friends, where everyone is beginning to understand how connected you are. Now, of course, some of you will see this at the grandest spiritual levels, yes, and you will connect with your brothers and sisters in love. You will lift each other up even with your thoughts. And others, indeed, will begin to make the understandings, the awareness, because of the financial markets. They will feel it because of their jobs. They will feel it more because of the daily responsibilities, the daily occurrences that are shifting and changing from something as simple as being able to go out of your house to buying groceries. Everything is shifting and changing, giving all a chance to reconsider their own place in the world, their attitudes, their faith, and indeed how they will move more toward the unification of the human race. Now the abuse and the corruption that so many are, of course, protesting, there's more to come there. Goodness gracious, you're going to see the topsy-turvy energies from the very top down to the local levels. So much has been kept from you, and now it is all going to tumble out in an ugly cascade of awareness of knowledge. Do not be afraid, dear friends. It is a part of the clearing. It is a part of the healing that is necessary for you to be able to move your spirit, your awareness, to that higher vibratory pattern where all are headed. It will be more easy if you can allow yourself to move more into a calm, observing pattern in your lives. Well, yes, indeed, you are praying for those who are brave enough to stand up for what is right. You will indeed take action as your soul prompts you when necessary to be part of that change, or you can indeed just lend the loving, balancing thoughts to all those in power so that there will be a meeting of the minds, so that more and more will see that we are in this together and that together we will find the solutions. This is a massive transformational shift of energy on the planet. So many are starting to feel energies they've never felt before. They are no longer willing to sit back and do nothing. We want to indeed reiterate that this is not just a matter of race. This is not just about the black population. This is about each and every one of you. How you have been abused, how you have been cheated, how you have been lied to, and now how you are working to live in a world, indeed, where there is truth, where there was love and compassion for each other. Now, of course, those are wonderful words, but that won't be enough. It will be necessary for those to be able to start to create that higher plan, to create the laws, the changes, and the policies that will indeed reflect the higher spiritual understanding that many are indeed entering into. That's going to take some time. So we don't want you to think, well, you're going to have a couple weeks of protest and then it will all be over. We don't see this changing. This must play itself out. This must indeed find a resolution. It has gone on too long, and now it is demanding the change. Now, indeed, you are still dealing with the coronavirus. In many places, it is getting better, depending on, yes, the governments and how they have mandated, yes, the safety concerns for their population. You are seeing a decrease. But there are many who have put, of course, the economy, politics, over the health of their people, and they're going to see increases. This is already happening. There are many who are doubting this. There's much confusion as to what are the facts, what is the truth indeed. This will continue to play out. Indeed, there will be more and more of an understanding of this virus by the fall. More and more people will come to terms with their own health. They will start to create an energy within themselves, not just wearing masks or social distancing. Of course, that is part of the common sense attitudes that we wish more would have, not only for yourself, but out of love for each other, to protect each other, for what you do for another helps them. And what they do for you, of course, will help you. Can you think more and more in terms of unselfish attitudes and behaviors, and not just thinking, well, I'm going to do whatever I want, I'm not going to worry about it. Think more in terms of how your decisions can impact others. There's indeed where we see humanity changing. That is part of the lesson that this virus is offering to all. For it does not indeed see whether or not you are black or white or Indian or Asian. It does not care what political affiliation you are, what country or state you are from. All of that hogwash needs to be washed away so you begin to understand that you are all children of God. Indeed, as you begin to lift yourself up into that energy, there will be even more massive changes coming. We want you to look forward to this time. We want you to begin to create the changes now. Begin to see your government doing what would be considered this time quite rare, coming together and saying, all right, let's put our differences aside and start actually working for those people who have elected us, who have put us in these positions of power. And if they will not do that, it is time for them to step aside. And we do believe the people will make sure that if they don't. So many will indeed be forced to see the light, as so many of more the secrets begin to come out about many's lives. The corruption is great on your planet. You're going to understand who is really controlling your politicians, your leaders. It is not always what you expect at all. This information must come to the surface so the clarity will be there. Now, of course, there will be some who refuse to believe even the most obvious of facts and information. Do not be concerned. Allow them to have their lessons, their growth, even if you disagree with them. For part of each and every person's growth is going to be dependent on what you choose to align with in the coming days. Will you indeed align with the anger of those, or those who close their eyes to the higher light and truth? Or will you indeed open yourself to those around you, the energies of hope, of faith, of positive change? Now, less and less you're going to see some of the destructive energies that you have witnessed in the last 10 or so days in your protest. Of course, there were those who took advantage of the opportunity. They were also, of course, a reflection of those in your society who stopped caring whether it was right or wrong. They just wanted their needs met, and the anger led to the looting, to the stealing, to the violence. We are now seeing that calmer minds are prevailing. We are seeing more of uniting with the police, with the people on the streets. We are seeing indeed more and more revelations as some of that corruption comes out for all to see. This is how you will heal. This is how you will continue to make the steps to create that new world that is coming. What energies, what thoughts are you holding in your own minds? Will you lift your energies up? Will you refuse to be tempted by the energies of hate, of anger? Indeed, if you can, you will grow rapidly in this accelerated time of shifting energies. If you don't, well, indeed, you will indeed hamper your growth. You will sink down to the lower levels, and indeed, it will not be pleasant for you. Lift yourself up into the highest visions. Ask your soul to show you what can you become in the coming days. How will you play your own unique role, no matter what it is? Do not judge it compared to others and what they are doing. Instead, ask for how you can give of your love, your light, to the world around you, for you are part of it. Even if you wish to just indeed hide out in your homes and just watch, you are still part of the collective consciousness. You cannot escape that, dear friends. So use your thoughts, use your abilities to imagine, to envision, to help create a higher path for all of humanity. So there is indeed the clarity, the honesty, the wisdom, the right action, the equality for all beings. Too many go without, while others have more than they need. This must be rectified on this planet. Indeed, it has always been such on this planet, where the haves and the have-nots have struggled. Now you have an opportunity in this very viral time to change, to create the necessary shifts in energies and attitudes that will blossom. Now, there are those who will fight against this change. We do believe they will be in the minority, but they will threaten, they will rant and rave. They will be seen as silly little children not getting their way. More and more, goodness gracious, you're even seeing your leaders in that light. Do not be disturbed. Do not allow them to pull you away from the higher vision of unity for all. Indeed, there is how you will personally grow. There is how you will begin to understand more and more of your own higher purpose in this, your chosen life. Dear friends, do not be dismayed by how things appear right now. Know in your heart that there is a higher plan that is playing out in front of your eyes. It is being observed and assisted by the angelic realm, as well as the master teachers. They will work to calm down some of the anger. Of course, we could always use your loving, kind assistance to do the same. When you see there is unrest and there is anger, no matter where it may be originating from, can you send your calming, loving energies outward to create the peace, so that more and more can feel the energy of their higher selves beckoning them to that higher path? That is what we wish for all of you, dear friends, so that you will be able to move through not only the trials and tribulations of this pandemic and find your ultimate health and well-being that you can create for yourself, but you will indeed be able to take care of each other in a higher, new way. We are seeing some challenging, trying times for, yes, the financial, economic policies, but you will survive, dear friends. As we had mentioned before, we are not seeing a major economic collapse. Yes, it will be strained, but you will rebuild. There will be a different allocation of monies, assistance, help in many different ways. Indeed, the change was necessary, or you would never be able to meet the needs. As one part of population goes down, all would come down with it. Indeed, you are indeed part of a house of cards in so many ways. And the more that all can begin to understand and realize this, the more that you will be able to create a more sturdy foundation for a new home, your beautiful planet of Earth. Dear friends, keep your faith. Know, of course, that you are not alone in this. Move more and more into the inner realms of your spirits. Allow your consciousness to settle. Ask for, yes, spirit to work with you to bring you into a higher vibration, so you can radiate that energy out to the masses. That is one of the most important ways that you can assist in this time of changing, shifting energies on the planet. We will be with you. We will help how we can without interfering. But know indeed, your path is opening more and more so that you will understand the power that is available to you and how indeed you can use it. Dear friends, we love you. Go your ways now with peace, with harmony, with love for each other. God bless you. May all the gods, may all the kingdoms always watch over you and bless you.